Welcome to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula and this is our space. Us smart, ambitious women who want to build personal brands that allow us live out our versions of success. If that is you, join us on this journey. Join us on all the platforms and come along with us as we learn how to position ourselves for all the opportunities. Thrilled to be here again, another week, another opportunity to help you grow that brand, grow that visibility, grow the audience that's going to help you get your name and yourself and your brand wherever it is that you're trying to get. I'm very excited about today because we're talking about something that's going to help you set the tone for the rest of the year. We're talking about personal branding resolutions for 2024. Now, why is personal branding resolutions different from the general resolutions that you probably made for the year? It's because with building your brand, you've got to be intentional. There is a level of intentionality that you need to have so that you can be aware all the time of where you are and the steps you need to take so that when the opportunities present themselves for your brand, it's going to be like, okay, you can recognize them quickly because you were ready, you were prepared, you stayed prepared. Right, so that's what we're talking about today. Today, I'm going to be giving you a list of things that you should have on ground, you should have at hand as you're building your brand this year. Things are not going to be business as usual this year. I'm sure you have noticed that there is a wave of personal brands that are coming up, right? And if you just started, that should not scare you. That should instead show you that you are on the right track. And if you've been at this for a while, don't get discouraged. There is nobody that can come and shift you from where you are and the brand that you're building if you don't sleep on yourself. All right, so personal branding resolutions for 2024. I'm going to dive right into it. Number one, you want to be more self-aware. One of the things that I have vowed to do this year is to be honest with myself, is to face myself in the mirror and look at where I'm going wrong and the things that I'm not getting right and do something about them. But you can't do something about something that you don't know. So I'm committing to being more self-aware. Let me pause here and let you know my word for the year. I finally got it and it is commitment. Whatever it is that I'm doing, I am committing to doing it and doing it right. So I'm committing to self-awareness. I would like for you to do the same. It would be great if you did the same. Self-awareness is this place where you're able to see yourself clearly, not through the hazy glasses of self-love or self-protection or just plain sticking your head in the sand. If you know you were supposed to do something and you didn't, self-awareness will call you out. If you know you did something that you weren't supposed to do, it is self-awareness that will allow you to review it and check why you even did that in the first place so that the next time you feel like doing that or you feel those promptings, you're going to be able to say, okay, so I recognize this. I recognize that my self-sabotage is about to come into play, or I recognize that the people that love me are trying to do, you know, be good to me and I'm not reciprocating. Just so you recognize your bad habits. There is no all good or all bad person, but self-aware people always win because the more you know about yourself, the more you can communicate yourself through your personal brand. All right, so the next thing we are resolving to do this year is to work smart. There are so many tools out here, so many tools that are here to help you build your brand fast, build your brand smart. I'm asking you to use those tools, find them and use them. If you want me to make a podcast episode about the tools that I use in building my personal brand and those of my clients, let me know, right? But use the tools that are at hand. You don't have to do it all yourself. There is no trophy for the person that is the most burnt out or the person that is the most stressed. There is none of that. Outsource what you need to outsource. Find help where you can. Work smart. There are things that you will work on in your brand that are strictly in your zone of genius. There are things that you don't need to be doing yourself. For the things that you don't need to be doing yourself, find somebody else to do them. For the things that you don't need to be doing yourself, if there are tools that can help you get that faster, use them. AI is here and it is at your disposal. Use it. If you would like to know how I use AI as well, I will create another episode about that. But use the tools at your disposal. That is what you are. You are the CEO of your life. And even if you're the only person that's working on your brand right now, You still have an employee in AI, right? So use it. The third thing that we're committing to doing this year, the third resolution, is to do the most with your content. Now, when I started with my personal brand, I made the huge mistake of creating content and thinking that my content expires. So I'll create like a YouTube video, for example, and if it went out this week, that was it. I don't talk about it next week. I don't share it on other platforms. And just that's it. After that week, it's over. What I'm committing to doing this year is to make sure that my content is distributed to the hilt. I'm sharing that content, right? I'm letting people know everywhere I am that I have content on different platforms. Beyond that, I am breaking down my content. If I send something in an email, I will find a way to repurpose it into my social media content. If I create a podcast or like a YouTube recording, I will turn those YouTube recordings and podcasts into snippets for social media. I'm going to repurpose my content until everyone sees it, and I'm not going to be ashamed of it. So one of your resolutions this year for your personal brand should be that you will distribute your content. You will make the most out of your content. You will ring out your content. You created that, it belongs to you. And let me tell you, the people that might see it today will be different from the set that will see it next week and different from the ones that will see it in a different platform. And people have different platforms of choice. So if they don't see it on Instagram, they will see it on Threads. If they don't see it on Threads, they will find it on the podcast site. If they don't find it there, I'm talking about it on YouTube. Basically, create an ecosystem for your content so that all of the work that you put in creating will not just be finished after the week you posted that content is finished. All right? And make sure to put the links for your content too in all the places that you're showing up. Put your links. If you're reading my blog, you will find a link to a podcast or a YouTube video. And the secret to getting this right, the secret is in being assured that you are providing value. So the secret is really in providing value. Make sure that you are providing value. And when you know that the person that listens to this is going to find it helpful, then it's going to be easier to share it. All right? So once you are sure that you're providing value, why would you be afraid of helping people? Think about it. So work on your content, create really good content, and make sure that everybody knows about it. All right, so the next thing that we're doing, that we're resolving to doing, is improve daily. I am resolving to improving daily, and so should you. A smart woman knows that nobody is perfect, right? And the people who win are those who improve continuously. And so that's going to be our motto this year, guys. Like in this community, in this She's the Brand community, we are committing to improving daily. What we're going to be doing is reading, listening, searching, researching, searching ourselves, searching what other people are putting out, and we're going to continuously improve. Nobody is going to be expecting perfection of themselves on day one. None of that pressure. You're not trying to kill me. The point is, improving daily, continuously, consistently, is way better than having arrived on the first day. I mean, that's where the journey is. So for me, having gone through a phase where I was like really putting pressure on myself to be immediately, to do immediately, to be a version of myself that I hadn't earned yet, I have now slowed down and I'm committing to reading a few pages a day, listening to a few podcasts a day, writing a few pages a day, sharing a few pieces of wisdom or value or whatever I've experienced or whatever can help my audience a day, one day at a time, one piece of content at a time. I'm not expecting more of myself than I have earned while I'm putting in the work to earn some more. All right, so the next thing that we're going to be committing to doing is creating videos. I'm telling you now, I just got off some research and I have found that videos are the thing. 2024 is the year of video. So if you have not started incorporating videos into your personal branding, marketing, that is where it's at, right? Forrester research shows that 1 minute of video is equivalent to 1.4 million words. If you think about this, you will understand the magnitude of showing up on video. And it's not going to come easy at first, I can assure you. I remember November 2019 when I started my YouTube channel. I remember where I was sitting, what I was wearing, and how I was sweating when I got on that camera. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was with a borrowed ring light. I didn't have my own ring light at the time, but I had a friend who is a makeup artist who shared her ring light with me at the time. And so that was, I was sweating under that ring light, but I did it and I put it out anyways. And so I'm sharing this to let you know that you need to put out that content, create the videos and share them. They're not going to be perfect at first. Stop expecting perfection of yourself, but resolve to do what you need to do to get where you want to get. The life that you want is available to you only if you're willing to work and get it. Only if you're willing to get uncomfortable. Only if you're willing to do what needs to be done. And so with these, I'm certain that your personal brand is going to be something to behold by the end of 2024. Keep yourself accountable. Resolve to keeping yourself accountable. Don't say, these are the things I'm going to do, and then go off and never think about it again. Keep yourself accountable. Do what needs to be done. You are the CEO, the director, the actor, the producer of your life. And let me tell you something. I find that we pray to God for things that He has already equipped us to do. What's left now is just going to the world like the child of God that you are. Raise your shoulder, raise your head, raise whatever it is that you need to raise so that you can show up as the valuable woman that we already know you are. I'm rooting for you endlessly. Join the community. If this podcast had any impact on you while you listened, please share it. And do me a favor, if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review so that more people can find this podcast and more people can become and be the brand that they are created to be. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode next week, Thursday. Bye.